Greetings, my friends, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Germany is preparing for war. Anybody watching the events should clearly be able to see that. It's interesting because right now Pope Leo made a quite remarkable statement, and most Germans are Catholics. MSN wrote on May 29, "One of Christianity's most influential teachings regarding war has been directly challenged by the head of the Catholic Church. Pope Leo has used his major papal document to reject the long-standing just war doctrine as a framework for modern conflicts. The doctrine traces its root back to Augustine, who argued that wars could be morally justified under strict conditions, including the goal of restoring peace rather than pursuing conquest or vengeance." Now, Pope Leo said, no, that doctrine is no longer the Church's teaching. No war is just, no war is justified, no war can be fought as a justified means in the eyes of God. Now, we understand that in the future, the Catholic Church will go back to this teaching of just war, but maybe not under the current Pope. In light of these events, I found the following article quite interesting, which was published by News on May 29. It says that time and again, the federal government exploits the crimes of National Socialism to demonize political opponents. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz warned, in this case, against cooperation with the AfD, drawing historical parallels to the NSDAP in the process. Now, Editor-in-Chief Julian Reichelt expresses his astonishment at this rhetoric, which in his view is excessive. Julian Reichelt takes particular issue with the implication inherent in such comparisons. Which Germans does Friedrich Merz actually see who would be capable of such things? He asks. Anyone who warns of a new National Socialism is ultimately accusing millions of citizens of being capable of repeating the crimes of the past. Which Germans does Friedrich Merz actually see who would commit such crimes? Who have forgotten their lesson so completely, who are simply yearning to commit such crimes once again. Of course, a lot of hyperbole in this particular statement, but have Germans actually learned the lesson of history? And what lesson was that? Bild Online wrote an interesting article on May 23, with a headline, "Historian Götz Ali Reveals Bitter Truth." And it says, "The Holocaust and other crimes were no secret during the Nazi era. Many Germans participated in them, profited from them, or were aware of them. Many steps of the Holocaust took place in full public view," he wrote. "Many citizens profited from the expropriation of Jews. In Hamburg alone, 400,000 people participated in the auctions of non-Aryan property. Knowledge of the systematic extermination of Jews by so-called Einsatzgruppen, as well as the mass murder of Soviet prisoners of war, spread rapidly within the Wehrmacht and among the general population," the historian argues. "I refer to this as a transition from the national community to the community of crime," he said. "Community of crime doesn't mean that everyone is actively involved in crimes, but passively, through small gains, through silence, through passive silent support." Now, who can deny that today many in Germany are keeping silent when they should speak? They are keeping silent when they see how Germany is preparing for war, how Germany is trying to build a massive armament, a massive army, a powerful Bundeswehr, For what reason? For the purpose of fighting in war. But they keep silence. And so MDR reported on May 29. Federal Minister of Defense Boris Pistorius is planning to return to the mandatory participation by reservists in the Bundeswehr training exercises. The politician confirmed that a legislative draft is currently being prepared within his ministry, under which reservists would be required to perform service in the future, even during peacetime. Pistorius stated, "Military service itself is voluntary. However, anyone who undertakes it knows that a subsequent obligation follows to also participate in reserve exercises. Therefore, a mandatory requirement will be put in place. Until now, the principle of dual voluntarism applied to the deployment of reservists. Under this principle, both the individuals concerned and their employers could decline participation in training exercises." But this apparently is not supposed to be happening any longer. He said, accordingly, anyone who has completed at least 6 months of voluntary military service could be called up for duty until the month of their 45th birthday. And those who have served for at least 1 year as career soldiers or soldiers on a fixed term contract could be called up until the month of their 65th birthday. As has been the case previously, the provision remains that reservists may be called up for indefinite military service should the Bundestag declare a state of tension or should Germany come under attack. Now, one should think very carefully before wanting to quote-unquote voluntarily join the army, doing military service voluntarily. One should be fully aware of the consequences. Quite from the fact, and quite apart from the fact that God prohibits Christians to fight in war and to join the Bundeswehr. Now, quite frankly, that goes for everyone, but especially for Christians who claim that they follow the example of Jesus Christ. And let's make no mistake, what we are talking about right now is just a temporary step, because they are going to talk about conscription without any doubt. T-Online reported on June 1 that the German federal president Frank-Walter Steinmeier doubts that the voluntary military service will suffice to ensure the Bundeswehr secures enough soldiers. If it should turn out that the voluntary principle is insufficient to reach the necessary personal strength, then the debate regarding conscription will once again become a live issue. Against this backdrop, the federal president renews his call for a period of mandatory service for all citizens. I wish to state that this idea is by no means dead. I could envision a duration of anywhere between 6 months and a year. So that's their way of trying to get the people to join the Bundeswehr, because they don't want to necessarily do the other tasks, many of which would be very unpopular. And going to the Bundeswehr, oh, you get some money and you have some status and some security, so they think. That is how the German people are being hoodwinked and prepared and compelled for the return of conscription, for the return of fighting in war. That's what this is all about. The Germans are being prepared for fighting in war, a war which ultimately this world has never seen. Many years ago, a very famous German writer, Reinhard May, wrote a song in 1989, but it was published in 1996. In English, it would be called Stay Alert, in German, Sei wachsam. Just like to give you a very few sentences from this song in the English translation. It says something like this. Never again shall violence begin in this country. We must show our flag, not stand aside. Only a humanitarian mission without spoiling blood. We can't fully exclude fighting missions. They are pulling us in, step by step. And since 5 o'clock this morning, we are shooting right back. Thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.